Barloworld has reported upbeat half-year results. That's as it delivered a 13.6% jump in revenue from continuing operations, while headline earnings per share more than doubled to 7.84. And this was largely driven by the bounce back in car rental services in South Africa and strong demand for equipment from Russia. But Barloworld has warned of tough times ahead, and joining me with more of the detail is the CEO, Dominic Sewela. Thank you so much for your time, Dominic. You state in your outlook and the results that you are cautiously optimistic, and let's start off with that caution, most of it coming from the Russian business, of course, which is a key market for you and the main contributor to revenue in Eurasia. How is the operating environment looking like right now in that area?
I think, you know, what's complicating, you know, our operations in Russia are the numerous sanctions that are coming week after week, you know, from different, you know, jurisdictions, the US, the UK, and the EU. To give you a sense, you know, every time sanctions are mentioned, we need to check, you know, the legislature and check which customers would have been affected, which product are being affected. And to that extent, you've seen us cancel our order book. We had an order book well above $300 million. We whittled that down to about 100, largely due to cancellation that were as a result of sanctions. It also had a lot of emotional trauma and psyche to the employees because, you know, if you've been running a very great business, as shown by our interim results, and all of a sudden things are beginning to slow down, you know, it does impact the employees. But overall, you know, we stay in touch with the employees. We had the CEO of the business coming, you know, over to South Africa for a debrief. Our view is that it's going to be tough there for quite a while.
All right. You talk about the sanctions that, they keep on coming day by day, and we know that they're not going to stop anytime soon. And also how that has led to the whittling down of your order book and also how it's affected your employees. Now, we have this exodus, out of Russia. Companies are saying that they will exit Russia. Has at any point, considering, you know, what a source of strain this will be for the next few years, have there been any conversations or a point where exiting the country has become an option?
Yeah, you need to understand the history of Barloworld and our ethos. I mean, you know, this year we're celebrating 120 years. You know, Barloworld was founded during the time of the First World War, you know, and therefore, war as a phenomenon, how is something that I think we tend to understand, you know, however unfortunate it is, that you need to be taking long-term view in your business. Secondly, you need to operate like a businessman. Don't be a politician, you know, because politicians make certain decisions, you know, whereas business people make different decisions as well. So my view is that wherever we operate, you know, particularly in our Caterpillar business, there's always geopolitical issues. There's always civil wars and all sorts of things. What we try and ensure is that our customers, as well as our employees, are safe and we maintain good relationship with our customers for the long haul. Mm. You know, unfortunately, in the short term, there are pains that are taken, like the impairment we've taken. Mm. You know, we also, you know, make sure that, you know, if we are going to make losses, we contain those losses because we know after the war, tough as it is, you know, there is going to be peace, and with peace comes, you know, business.
Yeah. All right. I take your point there that Barloworld is, it's nothing new to be navigating a crisis and a war. Just the other risk, another concern is Mongolia. It's been hit from both sides with the challenges from Russia filtering through to the trading environment and also the lockdowns in China from the COVID-19 outbreaks. Are you bracing yourselves for a situation where things could get worse before they get better there?
As I said, I mean, you know, we've traversed, you know, various challenges. I mean, 2 years ago, we were, you know, impacted by COVID more than many other organizations in South Africa. I mean, if you think about the Avis story. Mm. And one of the key things in running a cyclical business, you've got to have what I call a trap plan. And a trap plan is something that you deploy very quickly in terms of saying, how do you contain costs? How do you preserve cash? And make sure that you are conservatively financed, you know, that you can weather whatever challenge you have. Mm. You've seen us weather the storm in 2020. We declared a special dividend when, you know, and we're able to come through. We still declare a dividend now, but we're still sitting very comfortably in terms of, you know, our funding. You know, we factored that in because we believe that, you know, I don't think the situation in Russia, even post the war, is going to be necessarily resolved quickly with sanctions. So we are bracing ourselves to be in the situation harder. Mm. But I guess there's another global slowdown.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming about largely due to inflationary pressures coming out of all the quantitative easing that have been going on in the West for quite a while that are now catching up, you know, with the world. And that is going to actually create a slowdown. That is my worry. And when I talk to my team, I'm saying, be leaner. Make sure that you are nimble and execute as fast as you can. Hence, we deploy a valuable business system to ensure that we're efficient all the time.
Yeah. All right. You know, another main question for your business, to sell or to unbundle and list Avis. Of course, you've said that the offers that you've had so far to acquire the business have not had sufficient merit. Can you give us more insight on that? We actually even had an analyst on that was, you know, wondering why those offers have not worked out, if maybe they've been priced out.
You know, I think, you know, the offers that people, you know, we're receiving, nobody has come to me with an irrevocable offer backed by funding, you know, save for one, you know, where, you know, we went down the route of, you know, limited due diligence, and they had their own challenges in terms of when it came to raising capital and funding issues. You can imagine that when people see a business like Avis that went through a crisis, their first thing they think they're going to get it for cheap.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not going to, you know, sit around, fix the business, make sure that it's functioning well, and just get a cheap price.
Yeah.
Hence, we said, you know, we are going to create value for shareholders. If we can't get a buyer, the best value pathway is to unbundle and separately list that business so that shareholders can exercise an option of when to exit, depending on the price that they feel is a value accretive to them.
All right. On that possibility of a separate listing for Avis, I mean, have you had any significant feedback on the appetite for an Avis listing?
It's incredible, you know, the amount of encouragement and people having interest to say, in fact, given a large exodus, you know, of some companies out of the JSE for various reasons, you know, a listing of this nature, you know, in that segment, it's going to be welcome, for a lot of asset managers who have got no money, are places to put their money in, if you want to invest in South Africa. And I think, you know, it's a very solid asset, as you could see from the results. And this is just the beginning, because there's tailwind that's still going to come after that exceptional performance by the management.
All right, indeed. We will keep a close eye on those developments. Thank you so much for your time, Dominic. That was the CEO of Barloworld, Dominic Sewela.